This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Tokyo reported 3,177 new coronavirus cases Wednesday, setting an all-time high and exceeding 3,000 for the first time just days after the start of the Olympics. The new cases exceeded the record set the previous day and brought the total for the Japanese capital to nearly 207,000 since the pandemic began early last year. Tokyo has been under a fourth state of emergency since July 12th, ahead of the Olympics, which began last Friday, despite widespread public opposition and concern they could further worsen the outbreak. Simone Biles's bid for a record 6 gold medals at the Tokyo Games ended abruptly Tuesday when she dropped out of the women's team final after one low-scoring vault and watched as the United States surrendered their title to Russia. The U.S. women had expected to dominate the final as they had not been beaten in a major team competition since 2011. Russia has not won the women's team title since competing as the United Team at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. Fully vaccinated people in the United States and European Union will be allowed to travel to England without having to quarantine on arrival, the UK government announced Wednesday. The transport minister tweeted, quote, "We're helping reunite people living in the US and European countries with their family and friends," end quote. He added the policy will begin August 2nd. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin arrived in Hanoi, Vietnam, Wednesday, following a visit to Singapore. In Vietnam, Austin is to meet with the country's Minister of Defense, the President, and the Prime Minister. The retired four-star Army general is on a tour of Southeast Asia and hopes to strengthen relationships with U.S. allies in the region. This is VOA News.